Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the special city council meeting for the city of Cedar Hills. Today is Thursday, June the 8th, 2017. I currently have a 7:34 p.m. I'd like to call our meeting to order. First thing we need to do is take care of a pledge and invocation. My friend Brandon is going to come up and lead us in the pledge, one of our scouts. And then the council members Apollo will lead us in the invocation. Brandon, time's yours.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Brandon. Great job. Mr. Zappala.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful to convene tonight at this special city council meeting to consider some pressing business. We ask that it bless us that we might be able to make wise decisions, to be able to judge fairly, and to make decisions that are beneficial for our residents. We ask that it bless this evening all those in our military, especially those who are serving overseas. Watch over them and keep them safe as they work to protect our homeland. We ask these favors and blessings in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next item we need to take care of is the approval of the meeting's agenda. It's a very easy agenda, but if someone would like to make a motion to accept it, I'll take that motion.
I move that we approve the agenda as is.
Okay, I have a motion to accept the agenda as is. Is there a second?
I will second that motion.
Mr. Zappala seconds it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion was unanimous. Thank you very much. Next item is public comments. And I did not see anyone who signed in, but did someone come in after I walked by the list and wants to speak for public comments? No? Okay. Close public comments and move on to our scheduled items. First is an action item on awarding a contract for the Community Recreation Center. This is an important issue for us. That's why we're having a special session. So, Mr. Goodwin, why don't you present? We'll go from there.
So I appreciate you being willing to come tonight on Thursday night. I know this is a very atypical night for a meeting, but with the golf season upon us, we're in the thick of things, and we wanted to be able to fill this space here while we have golfers here, rather than wait till the 20th for our next city council meeting. So we've met with three different potential vendors for the grill. We have Falafel Tree, Mama Lau's, and Bernie's Deli. And what we were proposing was that anyone that came in would agree to the current contract that we have, which the terms are $600 per month plus a profit sharing of 12% of gross revenues. And then the city, there's some other language in there. So what we were going to propose is that each group get a few minutes to present their marketing, present their food, what their vision is of the grill, what they want to see it. So those are the three options. I don't know if we want to have go first. Okay. I'll turn that over to you and let you decide.
I'll do it like this. So the agenda I have has Ernie going first, Tyler going second, Pablo going third, and Pablo?
Pablo.
Okay, Pablo, great. So you will go last, if that's okay. Ernie, you want to come forward?
My name is Ernie Sprisky. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to be here. I kind of heard about this in a roundabout way through my Cisco rep, and we just happened to be in a golf course currently at this time. So we started there like in February, and we've more than tripled what we do there every single month. It's the Sleepy Ridge Golf Course, and Vineyard, and Orem. It's kind of split between the two there. Probably our menu is all breakfast, so it fits in perfectly to a golf course. We serve coffee, breakfast sandwiches. Our hours are also in all of our locations. We open at 7, but we get there at 6 and prep. And then at Sleepy Ridge, we keep our hours till 7. Our stores are open till 9. The marketing we do is all word of mouth and social media. I don't pay for anything outside of that. We usually just take our guys and kind of go door to door, car to car, however we do it. Our business experience in years in restaurants, me personally, about 25, and 80% of my workforce is, they're all probably 5 to 10 years just with my restaurant alone. And then we also do wedding catering. We have a chef that he's the executive sous chef from Levy Food Group. They cater to all of Rio Tinto, Texas A&M. He's done like Churchill Downs, anything from 20,000 people on down to one VP for another company. So we do wedding catering from all different scales. I mean, I've done wedding catering at Ernie's for about 15 years, just on a smaller scale, though. We don't do real big weddings. We have the capability now to do it with our chef. But other than that, that's what we do. We fit perfectly into a golf shop. My restaurant's been just under 20 years, and we have a food truck, and we're in golf courses currently. So be happy to work here, and we're ready to go. We actually have a workforce trained because we have a contract to put in two other golf courses up north. So when I heard about this and talked to Chandler, Greg, they asked me how quick we could go, and I was like, well, it's kind of funny.
Excellent.
Cedar Hills could be ready.
So this is how we're going to do it. So any questions that you have for Ernie or Tyler or Pablo, let's handle them while they're here. But if you want to have questions after, that's fine too. So this is somewhat informal, while Ernie's here and he's fresh in your mind, ask questions. So I do have a question. And so you said you did weddings. Mm-hmm. Have you done any weddings in our building yet?
I haven't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's always been an important element that's been lost on some of the vendors that have tried to do business here, is that to a certain extent, the grill may be a loss leader. And I think it helps, you know, your bottom line if you're able to do weddings that are here. I mean, you'll figure it out. I'm just saying my experience has taught me that someone that's going to succeed in this, it's probably to their advantage to be doing a lot of weddings here too.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because from a business perspective, just the grill alone at a golf shop is not, it's not good business for any. If they're successful somewhere else, it's not really advantageous to go. So the weddings are great, but I know that's kind of been frowned upon here, just to bring in a preferred caterer, because it's kind of intimidating, because usually there's a pretty big price tag with that. But we kind of specialized in weddings. If we did one, I was telling Chandler, his guest for $500 with a three-tiered wedding cake. And
fantastic. Yeah. So, and so on staffing, that's my next question, which is that there's been, I think we've had extremes. We've had one vendor who was severely understaffed, and so that hurt their chances. Then another group I'm thinking of was way overstaffed, which hurt their margins. And that was difficult to do too. So I'm not going to tell you what to do. I think whoever gets the contract is going to have to figure out staffing in order to make it work for them, right?
Okay. We, staffing with us in my Center Street location, just one sandwich alone, the Champ, it's a breakfast sandwich. We did 55,000 of those last year. And we never have more than 5 people in staff, ever. And we prep everything fresh.
So. Awesome.
That's their prepping, slicing bread, fresh vegetables. We roast our own roast beef. We do everything in the store. So,
okay. Council, go ahead.
Staff's never a problem.
So I was just looking at your proposal. It says that you have a golf, it says copies of menus, Ernie's Golf Grill, Ernie's Sports Deli, and Ernie's Wedding Catering. And I see the one that says Ernie's Truck Menu. Are there different menus, or this is the one that you would provide here?
Different. We used to use just the truck menu for the golf course, mm-hmm. but we had a sandwich on there called the Frickle Burger, and since we don't actually have a hamburger on the menu, I took it off.
Okay.
So that's the only difference. And then we did do different catering and wedding menus, just so there were other options. But on our wedding menu itself, attached is the Ernie's. You could order straight off of. And that was one of my proposals when I had talked to Chandler originally, was working directly with Cedar Hills catering or wedding catering, or and working with us, we would be earnings with or at Cedar Hills. And you could offer, we offer all different options. Like for the weddings that we cater, if somebody, if a family just wants to order sliced fruit, we do that also. It's,
okay. But this one that's called the Trek menu, that's the one that you're proposing for the grill here.
No, I don't know if it got attached there. I was actually in between, I was moving from into Cedar Hills or Sleepy Ridge Golf Course, so I didn't have a computer.
Okay.
So that was done on a phone by my son.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not sure, but they are different, yes.
Okay.
And we do have a food truck with a separate menu.
Okay, so it, but there's, you said they're similar. I mean, because this was a lot of breakfast sandwiches, a few lunch.
The golf menu alone is only a grilled menu.
Okay.
We haven't even put that online because we only, originally the golf course came to me about 6 years ago, and I kept turning it down because it just didn't seem like a fit for us. So we only went into Sleepy Ridge, I want to say like late February, and we've kind of altered the menu since because we realized that it's, you can't have a big giant menu in a golf shop for one thing because people want it, like, mm-hmm. they have to have it so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So we brought that just down to just our grilled menu because everything takes about 3 minutes.
So what is your grill menu? I'm sorry, we didn't get a copy of that.
Okay. There's a grilled steak, a grilled chicken, and then five different breakfast sandwiches.
Okay.
And then there's a sandwich called the Dirty that we put on there. It's like for a hot dog, it's grilled pastrami and mushrooms. And that's been our most popular down there.
Okay.
So it's a hot dog?
It's grilled. It's pastrami.
Oh,
we don't even do a hot dog.
Okay.
And I've people.
Has it, I mean,
a little guff down, I mean,
because I'm a golfer. I mean, I sometimes like, hey, could I get something quick like it? But you can do all those others.
We pre-make only about 6 sandwiches in the morning for golfers.
Mm-hmm.
That's just really, really quick. But other than that, it's.
So would you be interested in, like, delivering out to the course? Do you do that at Sleepy now?
We do that down there. We actually deliver to the community in Sleepy.
No.
Yeah. That was one of our
that might be a plus.
Well, we don't want our guys sitting on our hands either. So
wow.
When the business isn't driven, they go out on the course. They go out in the community because there's quite a few. The residents alone down there is enough to drive any of these places if you just get them in the door. So
thank you.
And
Daniel, you have any questions?
Yeah, I do. Thank you, Gary. So when I look at your grilled menu on your main website, I see a grilled steak, a grilled chicken, mm-hmm. and I see grilled chicken sandwiches with mozzarella,
so,
like that.
On the actual menu here, it's just that grilled chicken and grilled steak.
Grilled steak, and those are sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other question I had is, tell me a little bit more about what kind of food you typically do for catering, like. Catering or wedding?
We have a full catering menu there. We have like a chicken cordon bleu. We do sliders, chicken, pork, a bunch of different pasta salads, a lot of desserts on that menu. And everything, about 90%.
So it's a totally separate menu. It's not like the grilled sandwiches and stuff like that.
So for golfers, we have just that grilled menu that's posted. But we have available at all of our locations the full menu. Because ideally for us, like I said, it's not really advantageous. I mean, my store on Center Street, I don't need to do anything differently. But to make it worth it for these places, we do a lot of prep here, and then we pick up contracts. Like, we have a contract with Qualtrics for 1,200 lunches a week. So, and we'll do the same thing here. We'll try and bring a slicer and do prep here, and then try and pick up from outside businesses. That's one of the ways that we've been successful there is delivering outside of the golf course. So we'll bring a delivery van and everything up here to make sure we drive business when there's none. And we ideally, Sleepy Ridge, we're open year round. We've built up the clients there that we stay year round. And we would hope to do that here also.
Okay. Any other questions?
That was actually my next question on what you're planning for winter hours. And you're going to try to make a go of it here.
Yeah. That's what we try to do through the summer. And what we're doing down there is building up our deliveries and caterings so that when there's no golfer on the golf course, we can still. And hopefully we get enough from the community.
Okay.
Are you able to close during the winter? But it just turns out that the winters are slow hours. And it's not gonna work.
I mean, we have, yeah, we have a, all of our workforce rotates through all the places so that they all are really familiar. Everyone can run the truck. They can pretty much run any of the stores themselves. So.
All right. Thank you very much, Ernie. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Tyler with Falafel Tree.
All right. Thanks, council members, for having us. My name is Tyler Hinkson. This is Chef Abby with me today. A little bit of background about me. My background is not food. My background is in business. I got my MBA from Utah State University and dropped out of dental school to start a few businesses. I was successful in the businesses, ended up selling them on royalty. So they were passive, and I was looking for something else to do. Chef Abby, when the economy tanked in Egypt, he moved here to the States. His background is he's opened up restaurants in 22 countries. Most of his restaurants were in pizzeria, in the Italian food business, and he had 11 of his own personal restaurants in Egypt, which also specialized in Mediterranean food, which is Greek Egyptian food. We met up and we started a food truck, which is where majority of our business comes from. I think something unique about us is we're not dependent on the grill being a place where we get a ton of money. Obviously, we want to work toward profitability, but we're okay with it being a loss leader for a little while as we grow. This would be used a lot as a prep area as well. My house is right here. When you drive out, you'll see a bright orange playground. That's ours. Less than a minute walk away. So the ability to manage from here is incredible. My specialty in business is in systems. That's what I like. That's what I do. And that's what I want to do with food, as well as be able to systematize it and grow and expand. I think that's what separates us from a lot of food trucks is we're not a family food truck. We have systems in place to be able to grow. And this place will allow us to have a good prep area. That being said, we don't want it to just be a prep area. We'd like to grow our culture here. When I've asked members of the community, specifically members in my stake, they say that what they would like something here. If they were to go out of their house and pick a restaurant, even though it's close to their home, they still have to drive. They don't want to necessarily drive to some standard food. They want to drive to something unique. Food and restaurant is kind of harder to find in this area. We know because we have to travel typically 15 minutes to find somewhere good to eat. And Mediterranean food offers something very unique, which is something that people are willing to go out of their way and try. It is a destination food, and this being a destination location works well because we can market to that. We also want to branch a little bit outside of solely Mediterranean food and really cater to the community. Mediterranean food caters really well to the golfers. It's very quick to prep. Once the prep is done, a sandwich is made in about a minute and a half is what our time is at right now. Very easy to hold in one hand and deliver to a golfer. It also caters really well. The presentation is very strong to someone who comes in and tries our food, and people will drive to eat our food. We also want to cater to the community, especially to the kids. One thing that we think would be good is rather than just open purely as a restaurant, have some loss leaders within the restaurant itself, have some $1 ice creams that we post and get the kids coming in, get them familiar with the golf course, encourage them to go golfing, encourage them to spread the word. I'm not afraid to spend money on marketing. We're pretty good at getting a return on our marketing dollars, and we see importance of doing that. That's a little bit about us as Falafel Tree. I'm open to any questions.
Okay, thank you. So Tyler, I have had falafels.
Good.
I like them. Tell me how they're made. Are they fried or are they baked?
They're fried.
That's
you
what
want
I thought.
To pull Chef Abby up here? He's the chef.
So,
businessman. What we do is we grind chickpeas with other vegetables and into a fine batter. And then we make it very fluffy, and then we fry them. And typically, falafel will be done into a sandwich.
Okay. And do you golf?
I do. I was here this morning.
Great. I've never had a falafel at a golf course, so this is kind of interesting and unique.
That's the idea, is to be interesting.
But I see that you'll also prepare wrap sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And are those going to be made in the morning, or are you going to make them as they come in?
The sandwiches include falafel, so it's not necessarily a meat-based sandwich, although we will.
So it's not a deli sandwich?
Not a deli sandwich.
Okay.
It would be a gyro sandwich, so lamb, turkey, moussaka.
Got it.
It would be in the sandwich.
Okay. Thank you. Questions from council?
So I haven't eaten your food, but I'm reading your menu, and I'm getting really hungry because I didn't have dinner. Anyway, my only question is, I'd like the concept as a golfer too. I just question whether we could have, I don't know if you could eat that much Greek food all the time when you golf. That's all I'm thinking. So anyway, that's my concern.
How often does a typical golfer come through?
I don't know. Maybe once or twice a month.
Okay. I think that would...
The average person that golfs here, maybe? There's probably more regulars than that.
Enough menu items for them to try something new every time. Our Greek food isn't all very similar, right? It's Mediterranean is a pretty broad subject.
Right. I love Greek food.
So the ability to cater to that is very strong. So we're also very motivated, especially living so close. When you drive out, you'll see our food truck in my driveway right now. We're ready to move tonight. We're ready to write a check out whenever and be in here. So that's something that we'd like to do, actually, not just willing to do. Good question.
Are you anticipating being here year-round as well, or having seasonal hours?
I don't want to be so bold to say that we want to be here full winter hours.
Mm-hmm.
We will see.
Okay.
Is the reality.
Okay.
I think it's kind of foolish to say we'll be here full hours. This is more of a destination golf location than most golf locations.
Right.
Are.
Right.
And so we'd like to feel it out, to be honest.
Okay.
We don't want to be a restaurant that closes, though. We don't want it to be a reputation. It would kill my wife living so close and seeing a restaurant fail. We've already seen a couple fail, and it's hard here. The story into why is hard to find, but being able to use this as our main prep area as well, and be able to write that off as a business as an expense, and to be able to be open year round without any revenue, is a very strong, compelling reason for us to say that we're very confident to be here long term.
Okay.
Daniel, you have any questions?
I think Jenny asked my main question in terms of winter hours, and Mike expressed my main question about how confident are you that this is going to work for golfers? I don't know if you've done any marketing research to see, you know, is this something golfers will want to buy?
We had it requested. We haven't. We're different than Ernie, where we haven't been in a golf location, right? So the ability to say that isn't, you know, we don't have evidence to say that, but it's been requested by golfers to be here, especially members of the community, to say, oh, that's something I would love to eat and something I'd love to be able to hold as I golf. We have a lot of connections with So Delicious as well, and that we've talked to them about being able to use their menu in the sodas, which is very intriguing as well, and something that golfers really like is not just a soda but a specialty soda, if you're familiar with that, and it's something that we'd like to implement as well.
And what will your hours be, and will you have any breakfast options? Your hours of
operation.
Will you have breakfast options, and what will your hours of operation be?
We'll have breakfast options. We're open to hours, to be honest. I'm not sure what the hours were with the previous tenants. We were expecting to be open around 8:30 to about 7:30 at night, but we were very open to the hours. We have the people in place to be able to put them in here for the hours needed.
What type of breakfast options do you offer?
Chef Abby?
So falafel basically is a breakfast. When I come from in Egypt, in every corner in Egypt, in every street, you will find like three guys, not two, give you this falafel. It's whoever visited Egypt see that this is like the hot dog cross of New York.
Okay.
So this is mainly everything that you prepared, like from hummus, tahini, and salad, and falafel, wrapped in a pita. This is the thing that you have it on the go back home for breakfast. This is what really, and there is a very famous saying there is, this food, this falafel thing, is so good and so appealing for the rich and the poor. So talking golf in my country, this is a very upscale thing that everyone can do. It's a luxury, but it will suit them. And honestly speaking, I've opened so many restaurants around the world, and I've seen that Utahns miss that, because if you go to the east, if you go to Jersey, New York, whatever, it's so popular, so popular. If you go to the west, like in San Francisco or Los Angeles or whatever, it's also getting so popular. And Utahns, hardly some didn't hear about it. When they taste it, oh man, that's so good. Yeah, I know. It's so good. But we want to get this culture in Utah. And another thing I can add is, this is the whole mix is so healthy. Though this is a fried item, but from my experience, and everybody knows this back home, that's one of the least fried item that absorbs oil. So like a test can be done to the falafel. If you get the falafel in your hands and it's fried, it should be like fries. If you get all oily and sticky and whatever, it doesn't. Falafel doesn't soak, chickpeas doesn't, so it repels oil, so it gives just the crispiness from the crust outside. And then everything inside is so healthy, because you have cilantro, you have parsley, you have dill, things that people don't eat, and then they have stones in the kidney, and then they go have maldigestions, because people, they don't eat, especially kids, they don't eat this, they don't like it. Right. So it's just ground everything. The chickpeas is like 20% more protein than meat. So it's totally vegan, but it's so healthy and so nutritious.
Okay, thank you.
Tyler, do you guys cater, like weddings?
We do. We haven't yet. We do offer catering, though, and we have the equipment to cater.
Okay. Any other questions? Great. Tyler, Chef, Abby, thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. In conclusion, I think that golfers, if they're hungry and they can get their food fast, they're going to eat here regardless of who's here. But if they have an experience that they can have on top of it, that will attract a greater percentage. And we're excited to be able to cater to them as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Pablo with Mama Lau.
Mama Lau.
Mama Lau.
Because I sent an email recently.
But they have it.
We have the email.
Yeah, but it's not the same, because okay. That proposal was to start reopen without damage for the previous growth. So this is a little standing there. You want to see some photos of our menu?
Thank you.
In the back is the menu.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, we don't need the fryer. We don't need the fryer. we cook and bake everything, and well, most of you knows that we were looking for this space with different ideas in the past. I remember a talk with Mayor Gigi about how here there is not a place to sit and eat different, more than hamburgers, looking this paradise. And I know that it's very, very difficult to run this grill, because there are no customers in quantity to support the operation normally. So we need to bring customers here. And in my opinion, you have to offer different things, good things and services. Of course, offer the catering for the parties, wedding, etc. We do catering. We do weddings. Last year we did a I think 800 people in a wedding with empanadas. Empanadas is our core of the menu, but it's not only that. And my idea to run this place is to really looking for bring people here to create, you know, a place where to meet. For instance, many times I came in the morning to play, what kind of play, golf, mostly drink mate with my friends who play really well golf. And the environment of the grill never was, you know, nice to sit and continue the meeting, business meeting, for instance. Many people play golf to close business, etc. So I think for the golfers and for the business people, you have to create an environment with meals, drinks, that, you know, the people wants to stay and talk in the grill after play golf. The same thing is in the, I don't know how to call here, you know, between lunch and dinner. In London is the tea time, no? With espresso, chocolate, nice cake. We do really nice sweet things to, you know, to join with a chocolate or espresso, etc. The same thing in the morning, a very good smoothie. Not only a soda or a coffee, okay? Something, you know, with more personality. Of course, dinners and lunch, which is pretty similar, offer more than, we don't think to offer hamburgers or sandwiches, because in my opinion, United States has the best hamburger in the world. So when I want to eat a good hamburger, I go to Hyers Big H in Salt Lake or GCW, which is pretty good. But never to the golf course, you know, because it's difficult to improve this kind of food. So our idea is not for the golf only, it's for our business, is to offer a differentiation, something different to the commonly you have. No? And empanadas, which is the core of our menu, is proved everywhere. Empanadas are everywhere, but mostly in Spain, in Argentina, Buenos Aires especially. But for instance, my boss, my wife, now is in New York. She went there for a wedding because she was a kind of wedding planner, but also to review one of our lighthouse, which is Nuchas, a chain of empanadas in New York. They are in Times Square, so we used to go to Chicago. There are two very good established business based on empanadas and on minutas. Let me explain what is minutas. Minutas are plates, are not fast food, but is ready to, is easy to do, and you know, delivery in less than 10 minutes. Other key concept that we would like to develop here is to have a really good system to delivery to our community. Like Jimmy John's sandwiches. So real, in 10-15 minutes have a dozen of empanadas in your home, recently baked, to eat the dinner or the lunch. You know, This is seriously because it's difficult. The main challenge on this business in this place is the people, the labor cost. I am an economist. I also have an MBA and a degree in administration. I did a lot of business. I am an expert in cost. I know very good how much is the cost of something, even without my Excel or numbers. And here you have to, you need two people all the time, minimum. And it's a lot of money. This is my main concern. We cover that because we have a commercial kitchen in Salt Lake City that normally work four people minimum there. So we will move two minimum. We are not going to close our facilities in Salt Lake City. So we will move two of our people that live near, one of them live in Cedar Hills. We live in Cedar Hills also, and we work. We work directly. We are manager, owners, but also we do everything. So that's why I am able to attest that we are going to be open at least 6 months. And I can put some collateral to fulfill this commitment, because I know that the main concern of the city is to have the service open. No, very enthusiastic people, oh, it's very nice. It looks cheap, $600, nice equipment, looks cheap, but this is not the main cost. The main cost is the people. The good people that know how to attend customers and cook food. So that's why I am very confident that we can do.
Thank you. So who do you think would make up more of your customer, the golfers or the residents?
Everyone.
Everybody.
Yes, with golfers only, no. You need to bring, you know, the ladies in the tea time to share a cake with a nice chocolate or nice smoothie. In the morning, people, okay, meet at the golf and talk about our business. Or it's very common here, no, but in Paris, in Buenos Aires, people close business at restaurant or golf, but in the restaurant or in the grill. So create an environment, a nice environment, that people come here and stay, and of course maybe more golf after that, no?
Yeah.
But I dream people come in at night and at this time to with the family or a date with the husband or wife and take something different and enjoy the park, the food, bring people.
Okay.
We need very a lot of talent to do that. That's why I emphasize to offer different things, not the normal things. Because if you want a pizza, you go Domino's or whatever, sandwich is the same thing. That's why I am confident. If I'm not sure if we are going to have success, but I am able to dip 6 months of my pocket to try it.
Awesome. Okay, council, any questions?
What about your business hours?
Well, here I think 8 to 8. Especially in the summer, spring, today, it's 8. And
okay.
Yeah, 8 to 8.
Okay.
When I don't, I'm not sure when it's open.
6:30.
6:30?
Well,
Approximately
6:30 and 7 when the first golfers go out.
And I have a question. You can deliver it to the golfer or something with the no? It's prohibited.
No, we don't.
But we would supply.
The city owns a cart that am I correct that we would allow whoever's in our grill to use to deliver to the course.
But for instance, if somebody texts us and needs some smoothie or drink or sandwich, we can take one of cart and deliver it to the whole nine or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, this is another.
I think that thing is. Am I speaking right, Greg? Is that right? We provide. We have two of those, don't we? Okay, the one that's over in the fire station? Okay.
This is another, I am talking this kind of small thing, more service.
Okay. Mike, any more questions?
No.
Daniel, any questions?
Yes, I have a couple questions. I recognize that you're probably not going to have a full menu right away, but eventually, when you have your full menu, is it going to be everything that's on your menu?
Well, the proposed menu is here. Yeah,
okay.
It's in this page.
So all the things you're listing here is the proposed menu.
But more than that, another idea that we are thinking is to have special dates. For instance, the gnocchi day. Do you know what is gnocchi?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gnocchi with...
Done right. Okay. Delicious.
So one day, the gnocchi day, we have ladies in our kitchen that are really good.
You have to have seven, Peter. You have to have it seven.
So okay. Even to invite Jeff Abbey one day and said, okay, today is the falafel day. Or we have one of our ladies that work with us. They, G is very good with pizzas, no normal pizzas, Italian pizzas. So a day, and I'm put another title, okay? So gather 100 people one night, okay? So do different things to create, you know, attention, and you know, going on that way.
I will not compete with me with pizza.
No. We can do 2 days for pizza, or 3 days.
The sad news for you is I make better pizzas than both of you.
You cook very good pizza?
Yes.
I can attest to that, he does.
Okay. one interesting scene about marketing. We are running the, I am organizer the Cedar Hill Food Truck Rally, and in the community of food truckers, our rally is very well concept. I don't know how it was yesterday, good?
So good.
Yes, in my own food truck always did good, better than the Alpine one. And it's because we push a lot in social media. I did a platform, nothing to do with food, but we have almost 40,000 followers in other business in social media. I can prove, I can show you.
Okay.
The name is mormomovies.tv. The business closed because nobody pays for Momo movies online, like Netflix, but it's still growing the interest and because of the content. So we will feed the grill with good news, like, okay, today is the gnocchi day, you can come and enjoy gnocchi recipe or pizza or fell tree.
I get it. So I think that's good. Daniel, did you have any more questions?
Yes, one other question.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you bake the empanadas, right?
Yes.
So where do you bake them? You bake them in your Salt Lake's kitchen?
No. Here.
You bake them here?
Yes.
No, we have an oven.
There is a new baked convection oven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Without any use.
Okay. Any more questions?
Nope.
Jenny?
Nope.
Daniel, Mike?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you very much, Pablo. Appreciate
other than your food is delicious. I've eaten there.
Oh, yes.
I've eaten your food.
I've had your food. I've had the falafel tree food. Both really, really good.
Okay. So, I wanted to give everyone lots of time in order to make their presentation, and council have lots of time to ask questions and think about this. So you can discuss now if you would like. Yes, sir.
Can I make another comment?
Yeah, come on up.
Thank you.
One thing I forgot to mention is we've actually been very surprised at the attraction we've had among youth. It's something that we didn't think that we would market to at all, but we've been starting to work with food truck days, Monday nights here at the high school, and as we've been doing different rallies, we've been surprised at the number of youth that have come and tried our food, and it's something that's cool for them, and I think that's just something worth mentioning and something we'd like to do. Another thing that I think is worth mentioning, I've gotten a feeling that the council is looking for more in the menu. I don't think that this location merits more in a menu, to be honest. I think it actually merits less in a menu. I think it'll perform better when it's not too big. I think that's been an issue in the last people I've seen here, especially when I've come in with my wife and kids. We struggle knowing what to order, and especially when people are looking for food fast, a smaller menu is ideal. And the other thing is that I don't have a ton of delivery experience, but I don't think that it would do that well here in Cedar Hills. I don't think that there would be that much attraction because there's not too much competition, and people don't think to order specialty or deli items, even falafel. It's not something that I would propose that other people have. So just things that have been on my mind that I wanted to share. Okay. Hopefully you'll consider.
Thank you. So, Council, I think we've got three very interesting choices, and feel free to discuss with ourselves.
Okay, so first off, I just want to say thank you for your proposals, all three of you. I'm shocked because this grill, whatever you call it here, has struggled mightily. And, you know, each time we have great hopes for something that might work. And I think, you know, I appreciate the proposals. I know Ernie's Deli. I've eaten there for 15 years. They've got the best breakfast sandwiches in the state. And I know people that will drive from Ogden to Ernie's to get a breakfast sandwich. To me, that just seems like the better fit. They have a little bit of experience over at Sleepy Ridge, which I'm inclined, no offense. I mean, certainly I appreciate you guys, but that's where I'm leaning.
Are you making a motion?
I would make a motion, but welcome to more discussion.
We can still have discussion, but it sounded like you were making
a motion. I would make the motion that we award the contract to Ernie's Deli.
Okay. I have a motion. Is there a second? You want more discussion?
I want more discussion.
That's just fine. Go right ahead.
This is a really, really tough decision. I agree with Mike. I'm surprised not just by the fact that we have three people, but you guys all have made great presentations. I think you all will be successful here. I can see you're all passionate about it. Something I'm struggling with, Council, is I agree with Mike. The Ernie seems like a really good fit here. I think sandwiches are something golfers will look for. But we've done sandwiches before, and sandwiches haven't worked before. We've done kind of a grill-based sandwich menu, and it's not been successful here. If it were me choosing based purely on what kind of food I would like to eat, man, I'm all over the falafels and I'm all over the empanadas. I love having different kinds of options available, especially ethnic foods. That would bring me here personally, but I'm struggling. I don't want to make a decision based on just what I want to eat. I want to make the decision that's right for our residents.
Can I ask you a question real quick, please? On your the concessions, like the candy and stuff.
Can you come up to the mic?
Oh, yeah, sorry. On the concessions, the candy and the drinks, does the golf shop run that? Because
they do now, I believe.
Okay, because
Greg can answer that. But that's
we've worked that out with each tenant. Each tenant's kind of been a little bit different. Some have wanted to provide those, some haven't.
Okay.
So it's something that just gets worked out between the tenant and the golf shop.
We did take it over at Sleepy Ridge.
Yeah. So if that's something that anybody wanted, if they're in that space, we would turn that over to them.
If you run the golf cart also, you want to run the concessions.
Correct.
It's all
right. Yeah.
And also I wanted to add, I didn't say, I don't know if this, there's another golf course here that isn't open on Sundays.
This one is open on Sunday.
Okay, because we keep our same 7 to 7 hours on Sundays also. Yeah, so, and we've, every single day since the day we opened there, 7-7. So 7 days a week. So that's something we also do.
So I'm struggling with what works best for the golf course as opposed to what I think our residents would enjoy coming here to eat.
Yeah,
that's where I'm.
I get that. My only thought is, and Chandler and I have talked about this a lot, which is that I've come to think that the grill is really for golfers, and that's how we should view it. Is they're the mainstay. They're our biggest customer is the golfer. So I think we need to think in terms of what is it the golfers want to eat. Either before they finish, either before they start or after they finish.
Yeah, I get that. This is also a community space, though. And so part of me is really excited when I hear Pablo talking about how he wants this to be a place where residents come in the evenings, can hang out and have a meal. People might come during the day if they're working at home or staying at home with kids. They might come and have a meal and just sit around and relax. And that, to me, is really appealing because that's really what a community center is all about, is bringing in residents to enjoy the space. So I'm struggling because you guys have really great proposals. You're making this really hard on us.
I'm sorry, Councilor. Just up to a legal point, maybe. I thought, is the capitalization? I heard one person mention they commit to opening for 6 months. That's something you could put in a lease. They would, capitalize that because they probably will lose money in the first couple months. Sounds crazy, but when we opened the Walmart in Cedar Hills, a lot of people said, oh, yeah, I always mean to go there, but it's not in my pattern. I always go to the Linden Walmart or the American Fork one. So it takes a few months to get the name out, get recognized. So if someone could, commit, if I close earlier, I post the bond or something to do that, that might be of some meaning, to the council given last things. That's something we could put in the lease. So just something to consider. Excuse me.
I would echo what Mike and Daniel have both said, which is that this is a hard decision. But I'm leaning a little bit more with what Daniel said, which is, and you guys know I fight for this all the time. I like the vision of this being a community center. That's what it's called. We have really catered to golf food since 2012, and that keeps failing over and over again. And maybe that's because what Paulo said, you can get burgers anywhere. I don't know the reasons why it keeps struggling. But we are a destination location, and so to bring the community here, we're going to have something that is different and unique. And our food truck rallies are successful because the food there is different and unique. And so I am leaning more towards trying something that we haven't tried before. I mean, we've tried the burger grill thing over and over again, and I'm inclined to try something different to see if we can make this facility more of a community center. If there are certain things that golfers, would prefer instead, I don't know if there's a combination we can do where maybe we have some wrapped sandwiches that are available in the pro shop for if golfers don't want falafel or empanada, but find a way to bring in more of the community, because I just think that that's the only way we're going to keep a tenant in there and be successful. Sorry, there's a bug flying around me. And be successful for longer than a few months, because everything else has really struggled when we've just offered burgers and grilled food.
Can I just respond to that? So I am a golfer, so I'm up here a lot. And golfers generally want something quick or at the end to sit down and eat something. We haven't really ever had anybody that's just done good sandwiches here, have we?
It's always been a grill.
Yeah, it's a grill. And I don't think you're not even doing a burger, are you?
No. But, we actually have had golfers tell us, you'll never make a golf shop without doing a hot dog. And I'm always
And you don't do them down at Sleepy, right?
I don't do a hot dog or a burger. And I think that's really a funny comment when people make that to me, because I've never seen anybody make it in a golf shop.
So here's my point. I mean, I'm not in your business, either of you guys. I know, this is a business. I'm a businessman, so I understand when you're saying you do everything. I mean, I've been up to my eyeballs in the Parade of Homes house that I opened this noon today.
that I've been up my...
Is that the sign down there?
Yeah. So I know what it's like working 20 hours a day for like a couple weeks at a time, but you know, you got to do it to do it to make it successful. The only thing I'm saying, the reason I'm leaning towards where I'm leaning is because, and I don't know your business, Ernie, but I've been eating there for 15 to 17 years. I used to work right down in Orem, and the grill or the tenants here that had the most success, I think Sammy's had the longest run here, and I felt like it's the same reason that I think Ernie's would work here, is that they almost had a cult following with their pie shakes or whatever it was. They were successful in Provo. You know, they came up here, people said, oh, there's an Ernie's up here. It took a while, and I think they went for at least a couple years up here, right? And until Sam got...
I think it was a year, yeah.
Disillusioned. He just went off to do some other stuff. Mm-hmm. I think they would have done okay.
As far as the community, though, we're huge in the community, and that's all we
do. Right, and that's my point. I mean, I don't know what exactly your business, but I know if you go there at lunchtime during the school year, they have, like, almost a cult following from the Mountain View High School, the Orem High School. I mean, the kids are there. I mean, we got Lone Peak right down the street. I don't know that they'll come up here. I don't think they ever really did.
No, they don't come up here.
Come to Ernie's on Center Street, so.
Well, I know they do. And so what I like about Ernie's, and I think it fits the golf course mantra. I agree with what Jenny's saying. This is a community center. But I want to see something succeed here. That's been my goal. You know, we can try this and try that, which is what we've done. And I just think proven success is worth a lot more than just saying, hey, let's try something different. I like the fact that Ernie, and I don't know you, Ernie, personally, but I like the fact that he has been at a business. He refused to go to another place, but then when he tried it and he worked out a model that worked. Means a lot to me.
We didn't change our menu for that. We shortened it, but we wouldn't change it here either.
And then the other thing is, I mean, what's killed most people is the labor, and they run that thing pretty lean. And if you go late in the afternoon, there's like one or two people there, and they can whip out a sandwich in like 2 minutes. So anyway, that's my leaning.
Okay. So we're kind of split right now. And so Mike seems to be leaning towards Ernie's, and the two on my right are undecided. But I don't think we should ignore who the majority of our customers are. And so I wish that the residents were the majority of our customers, but they never really have been. So, you know, to ignore who the majority of our customers is in the business world is probably not a really smart idea. So,
unfortunately, our golfers haven't kept us in business, though.
What's that?
Unfortunately, our golfers haven't kept us in business, though, in the grill. It's not enough.
The question I have is, if the grill doesn't succeed...
Can you come up to the mic, please?
If the grill doesn't succeed as a spot for sandwiches, what's going to stop them from leaving as a business, right? We're both... Pablo and I, and it's interesting because we're in the same boat, we have, this is our commissary and prep area, living in Cedar Hills, this is where we would do everything, so we can afford for it to be a loss leader. We can afford to be here longer regardless of revenue, because our revenue comes from other sources. I'm a little different where I have three other businesses where I can also subsidize income into it. I'm not looking at this being exclusively a place of income immediately. That's the goal. But I'm looking for it to be a place where we can prep and grow with the community. I think the reason people have failed is because they've depended on the golfers initially, and it hasn't worked. You need someone who's going to be here long enough that they can get past that slump and really hit into the community. And I think we offer something unique that allows us time to do that.
Thank you. All right. Any more questions? Any more comments?
Well, and I would just add to that, I think one of the comments that you made was that the community isn't our customer, and I think part of the reason why they haven't been our customer is because it's not something unique. I mean, they could get grilled food anywhere. And so we have to realize we are a destination location and bring people here because we're something different than JCW's.
That's a nice thought. Yes.
How would your
just like to add, from my perspective and an experience, that if you have like a city council, with due to my respect, if you have a chance, and that's not every day's chance, to have an Egyptian experienced chef here, or to have a guy coming from Argentina that has really another culture, I think the city, and regardless we will take it or not, like I'm speaking so frankly from what I see in my life, that's a really good opportunity to cult and educate and dig and spread another concept, other cultures, other possibilities. Especially that this place has a history of not going so well and failure after failure. I respect so much their experience. I haven't had their food, but according to Mike, they really seems to be nice. But the thing is, it's not apple to apple. It's like you will go outside the apple world, which is the American thing of getting the very regular sandwiches that you had all your life as a kid throughout your age, growing in this great nation. But now you have an opportunity to have a different thing with a passion. Because we don't have like tons of shops. We just started this, so we will put everything, like everything we got inside this. So does, I believe, so does Pablo, so does any individual that has a heart. He will put it just to strive into this challenge and make it work. And the city will give a chance for another cult and another civilization to come and jump in. Maybe people would like it. And I'm sure they will. Thank you.
Thank you. Daniel, you have any more questions? Jenny, you have any more questions?
No questions, no.
Mike? I need a motion, ladies stands. And gentlemen. What's that?
My motion stands.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Go ahead.
I move that we would award the contract for the grill to Mama Lau.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
I will second that motion because I like the variety. I know that you said it's sometimes good to have a smaller menu, but I do like that there is very breakfast, salads, savory desserts, and I also like the pricing because I think that will be that's affordable for families as well.
Okay, I have a motion that's been seconded. Any further discussion? Let's have a vote. Starting from my left, Mr. Geddes.
Nay.
Mrs. Reese.
Aye.
Mr. Zappala.
Aye.
Motion passes. Congratulations, Pablo. Thank you very much. All right, let's move on to our next item, which is a discussion on the Cedar Hills iWork mobile app. Chandler, don't feel like you need to stay, guys. And so we're going to talk about a city mobile app, but congratulations.
Sorry, can I ask, do you know how long this presentation will be? I have another meeting I have to attend to tonight.
If you need to go, go.
But you guys can't continue without three council members.
I don't know how long it's going to
be. 5 minutes? Okay. Okay.
I'm going to get up and watch from over here.
Thank you.
This is a discussion item only, right?
And I am remembering as I saw that I was supposed to put a handout together, and I will work on that tomorrow, Chandler. I apologize. I was supposed to put a handout together for this iWorks thing, and I have not done that yet, but I will get that done tomorrow. Okay.
No, that's okay. I'm just tired of saying.
All right, so we've worked with iWork in the past for a number of years on they do our workflow for our public works. And recently we've, this is about as big as I'm going to be able to get it, so walk through what it is we're doing. So iWorks has this app that's open to employees and to residents. They can download it if they choose to. But what it allows residents and employees to do is to report issues throughout the community to the city directly and be able to see where they stand. So I wanted to walk you through this. So this is what would pop up if a resident had it. This is my employee page. You see that there's a Cedar Hills logo. This is welcome, Chandler Goodwin. And then first I can enter a request. So I can tell it what type of request it is. It's coming from an employee. The problem code, I'm going to say maintenance. Requester name is me. You have to have an email field. A work description. Let's say that someone left their drink in the drill. So messy Vista room. All right. And I can put the address. And I can take a picture of the mess someone left.
It was Greg, I saw him.
It was Greg. So then it makes me go through and verify that I'm actually a human, and by it'll give me a little quiz I have to do so that we don't get spam from people. Well, I guess it's not going to make me do it. Sometimes it makes you, plus it gives you a number of pictures and you have to select all the ones with signs or something like that. So I can see here it pops up that these are my requests that I've put in so far. And you can see that this top one I just did is the newest one I just did. It says pending next to it. The next three say complete. And then finally the last one, it's hard to read, but it does say work in progress. So residents can see where their request is. So if it's a broken street light, if it's a pothole, if it's a zoning complaint, if it's a nuisance, it'll go to the front desk. The front desk gets an email about it, and they route it to the department that it needs to go to, and then they start the iWork workflow. So that's it. That's where it's very simple, but that's where we are. We're ready to roll this out to the residents probably in the next week or two. The questions we have to get are, I was speaking to David Shaw about this, the biggest issue we have right now is the collection of information from the public. We want to make sure that we're being responsible with that there's a user agreement that they would sign allowing us to collect whatever information that they're giving us. Usually it's only an email and a name. We're not gathering any other information. But we do need to square that away before we actually launch this to the public. The staff's been using it for a number of weeks internally, kind of working out some kinks, but it's been a good thing, so we're excited about it. Daniel, you look like you got something to say.
Yes, I do. Thank you for working on this.
Yes.
I think this is a really important step for us. The question I have is, when I saw a list of requests that I had submitted, and I saw kind of a status, work in progress or pending, can I click on it to learn any more? Is there a way for staff to say to residents, like, we're sorry, we're not going to fix that light for another 3 weeks because the parts aren't in or whatever, there's a delay. And so if residents keep seeing the light not fixed for 3 weeks in a row, at least they know, oh, I see a reason why, and I got some feedback, and so I'm happy.
I tap on request. Let's hit the work in progress. It says request type employee maintenance. Somebody spilled a jar of candy in this test. I don't know that it gives us the ability to give feedback to the resident. They can just kind of see where their status is right now. iWork is currently they're working out some kinks still. I think this is still a pretty new feature for them. They're working out some kinks. One of the issues we're having is we don't want all of the requests to go to the front desk. If I submit a zoning complaint, I want it to go to the zoning department directly. Skip a step. So there's still some troubleshooting that we're going to be going through. Maybe that's some feedback we can give to iWork is allow us to put a field in there that allows us to type in any feedback we want the resident to see when they tap on their complaint. So it would, in this case, it would say we're not picking up that jar of candy until August.
Right. So the other really big question I just have is, how responsive are they to things that we might need? Can we give them ways to improve the app, and would they respond and actually change it for us?
That I don't know so far.
For example, just even looking at that screen where you're inputting the information, from a usability standpoint of what our residents are going to see, there's some things they can improve quite dramatically with that screen. For example, where it says work address, a resident's going to think, like, you want to know where I work? They're not thinking, oh, the address of where the incident is, right? So you really want a prompt that says, where did this happen?
Location of incident, location
or,
of
you know,
matter, yeah.
So you can even use geolocation to automatically say, well, just use my current location. I mean, there's all kinds of ways.
Picture, I think
this is what I do for a living, is improve user interfaces. And so if they were willing to work with us, I'd be happy to help make
and
the product
just
better.
And it's not just us that they're working with. They're working with every community that's doing this. Jeff, you want to say something
about that? So they did propose the application itself, but it came to staff, and staff is the one that creates. We do all of the wording, and we do all of the drop-down menus, and so we can add and delete and change, and I agree with you, the wording of that probably should be changed. It also has the feature, you don't have to put the location in, you can just push the GPS,
yeah,
and it'll give you the GPS location, and we can find it that direction also. But yes, they do work with us a lot, and they've worked with us on other applications that we use for our streets and sidewalk signage. They give you that option of what do you want, and then they'll put it in there. So very easy to update that wording, and any suggestions that you have, we would appreciate, because most everybody that's been working on this is not familiar with what protocol is or what would be most receptive to general public.
Sure. So I'm happy to make myself available. If you guys want someone to help provide feedback, I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, when we give you that, I mean, you just get on the iWorks there or download their app, and we can start modifying it.
Okay, thank you, Jeff.
Great.
So, Chandler, I'm excited about this. This is something we've been talking about for a long time. I'm glad staff is really on top of it. You guys have done an awesome job. So just keep us in the loop as this progresses. I think it'll be interesting to watch it develop. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Someone would like to make a motion to adjourn. I'll take that.
I move that we adjourn.
Motion's been made. It's been seconded.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion was unanimous. We're adjourned. Thank you very much.